life.
Whatever you want, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. One of them is Twitter and Facebook. Now, it is Twitter Tuesday, or at least it will be in Eastern time here in a few hours. It is already Twitter Tuesday over in the United Kingdom and at Greenwich Mean Time.
So anytime it's Tuesday anywhere in the world is Twitter Tuesday?
Somewhere in that range, yeah.
So it's really Tuesday for like 2 days, though, isn't it?
Well, it's not any time anywhere.
The international date
I basically
line.
Run it from 7 o'clock at to whenever I announce it on Monday night to whenever I go to sleep on Tuesday.
It's
night,
Ian's so. Tuesday,
right? Hello, arbitrary calling. Do whatever you want
because I'm the one who's doing all the work for approving it. So you get your request in before I go to bed Tuesday night. You get approved. Now, what we're doing with Twitter Tuesday is if you have a Twitter account and you would like to be followed by Free Talk Live and by our Twitter account. You just simply tweet something at Free Talk Live. So you tweet whatever and then put at Free Talk Live somewhere in there. The at symbol, the words Free Talk Live run together is one word, which is our Twitter Twitter handle. We will then see it on our Twitter dashboard, our Hootsuite dashboard, and we will notice you and click on your name and click follow. So Free Talk Live will follow your account in return for you tweeting something at Free Talk Live on Twitter Tuesday.
And then you'll be cool because Free Talk Live is following you.
If that's what you think is cool, then it would be cool.
It will help.
It is certainly something you can do. Anyway, go to freetalklive.com to enjoy all of the website features there. We can talk more about whatever's on your mind. Still to come here tonight, the CIA. I mentioned this story. We never really got into it. CIA interrogations, the harsh ones, you know, like waterboarding, found to be ineffective. We'll tell you more about that, but Kevin's on the line to start things out this hour. Listening in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I attended a graduation ceremony at Stevens Point, Wisconsin on Saturday, and there were armed cops everywhere. They even had assault rifles.
Wow.
They were standing at all the exits around the inside of the gymnasium, and I don't know what they were planning on doing. If somebody started shooting, they'd have had to shoot into the crowd, and you couldn't get out the door because they were in the way.
Well, I don't know how much of a plan they actually have, because how can they know what's going to occur? I mean, they would have to just react at the moment it happens. They just want to show their strength. Yeah, they just want to be seen. And to some extent, that's probably effective, you know, for folks. But I don't want to live in that world. I don't want to live in the world of there's armed guards everywhere.
It doesn't make
me
feel safe. It makes me feel threatened.
It sounds to me like when my brother went to the Philippines with his wife. She's originally from the Philippines. He went there, and these were the stories he told me about with these people carrying machine guns around all the place. You know, and now it doesn't sound so strange.
Wait, it can't happen here. What are you talking about?
I went to Israel back in, I think it was 1999, maybe it was 1998. I'm not 100% sure. And I think it was, anyway. And at that point, you know, 9/11 hadn't occurred yet.
Right.
And I saw a lot of teenagers in berets with combat boots and machine guns slung over their shoulders. And I was just disturbed by it. I mean, I can't tell you exactly. I mean, it's something different. It was alien to me. I saw this in Italy, too.
Was it a draft?
Yeah, they had a draft.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And there was just a whole bunch of that. And I just didn't feel comfortable. I you know, really? You know, run around with machine guns? And now it's happened in New York City. It's been going on for years in New York City. You know?
I still can't believe it in New York City. I mean, I grew up going to New York City as a kid and as a young adult, and there was never that. And now when I go into New York City and I see that, I'm still shocked by it because it's just
you mean armed teenagers in the streets in New York City?
Well, these aren't the armed teenagers. They're generally a little older. They're usually Iraq or Afghanistan war veterans.
But either way, you give power to people, and it goes to their head, whether we're talking about somebody who's older or younger. And, in fact, you could argue the younger people are even more dangerous to be giving power.
What a terrible place to have them at. So it was a graduation ceremony?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there were all kinds of security police. I think they have just security trainees. I think they have a law enforcement school there. But then the older officers, you could tell they were from the local police. They're the ones that had the live weapons. Everybody else just had, they didn't look like they were armed at all. Probably about half of them were armed.
How did it make you feel?
Well, it didn't feel good. I mean, there's posters all over the place that you can't carry your gun in there, so you're not allowed to defend yourself, but they march right in with theirs.
Right. Now, this was a, what was it, a college graduation?
College graduation, yep, winter term.
So, presumably this is in response to what happened on Friday in Connecticut.
I would imagine they were just, you know, intimidating, show of force, you know.
Now, can they do this at every graduation? Will they continue to do this at every graduation? Or is it one of those things where they're just going to show once and then they'll just simmer down and that's that?
It'd be interesting to see if it continues.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of talk right now. I heard in the newscast, for instance, that school boards across the country are beefing up security. You know, they're talking about more security. Well, what is really all of that going to do anyway? Right. What are you going to do? Put up barbed wire fences? Have armed guards at all times during the school day? Multiple armed guards?
It's a feel-good measure, and it's somewhat reasonable that people call for this kind of thing because people are scared,
yep,
and people want to feel safe, and especially adults that have children most obviously want their children to be safe, and it's very scary for parents that have children in a school to think that somebody could have the ability to go in there and shoot any of these children. It's just it's unbelievable to even think that.
Well, what's interesting is that throughout all of the growth of the police state that we've seen, they still can't stop people from perpetrating horrific crimes because they can't be everywhere at once. And there's just not enough resources. But despite this humongous police state with all the cameras and all the officers and all the hundreds of Bearcats and the drones now that are coming, despite all of this, they can't affect anything. And so people still live in the state of fear.
Yes.
And what do? They call out to the police. We need more of you. We need more Bearcats. Right. We need more drones. Help us.
This
and then
happened
they
already.
Just get more of them.
This happened already in one of the states with the most strict gun laws, in a gun-free zone, in a school where, you know, I mean, I hear they're doing metal detectors and all kinds of things in schools. I mean, somehow or another, in one of those most secure spots they have currently, with all their little laws, this occurred.
Kevin, other thoughts?
An untrained person walked in and shot everything up. Could they have stopped him if they'd had 10 police on site? Probably not.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know if he was untrained. I mean, he did go shooting with his mom as a kid, right?
But still, I mean, you're talking about people that are trained to provide security.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. He hasn't had professional police training as far as weapons
tactics. He didn't do a nighttime insertion. He walked in the front door with, like, a rifle.
But it wasn't his first time pulling the trigger. That's, I guess, what I meant to put out there. Kevin, thanks for sharing that story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the observations. 855-450-FREE. And just, by the way, to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in, another story in the news is really important, I think, to look at, and RT.com appears to be the only real news organization covering it. They are citing local newspapers' coverage, but beyond that, not much else about this story. Out of Paragould, Arkansas, where this town of 25,000 is going to have police on the streets with AR-15 rifles asking people for identification. That's not the kind of the place that I want to live. I don't want to live in that world. And you've also got people, of course, calling to ban firearms now, which always happens after all of these school shootings. It's just
bigger this time,
It's bigger this time because it's a more horrific sort of shooting.
How could it be more horrific than a movie theater? I just don't understand
it's
why
children. It's children. I mean, that's why it seems worse.
And it is. People. It is terrible. And for me, the most upsetting thing about it, it's maybe not the most upsetting, but it's so upsetting these children are killed. But then why aren't people upset about the children being killed every day in these other countries by military?
Well, because they're animals, according to the military people last time around. And, you know, in the same way that people weren't upset that the gooks and the Japs and, you know, the Krauts and everybody else in other wars were getting killed.
Well, you have to have some name to call people to dehumanize them.
Right, right. Disconnect them from the fact that they're human beings who have feelings and families and wants and loves and, you know, experiences just like you and I.
And I would hope that people take the feeling that they have now about what happened in Connecticut and put that upon the people in other countries that are being killed by military
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Once again, the number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you to bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can also join us, as I said, at freetalklive.com, where you can get a bunch of features. All of them are free. The webcam's one of them. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact. The chat room is built in to the same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source alternative currency made for the Internet. They make it possible for you to send and receive money without paying any fees. They give you complete control over your money. If you, they're potentially anonymous if you make the efforts in order to be anonymous with Bitcoins. It's possible to at least have some level of anonymity. It's not possible. It's mathematically impossible for any politician or banker to inflate Bitcoins, meaning make more of them, or to counterfeit them. It's amazing what Bitcoins are, and I think that they're going to change the world. Go find out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com to find out more. There's got several links there for you. bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Indeed. All right, let's continue here. Take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Barbara's listening in New York City. Barbara, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, am I on the internet, the radio show?
That's good.
Yes, you are, Barbara. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so I want to talk about this school shooting up in, I think it's Connecticut or whatever. The government really needs to do something more. You know, we need to protect our children. We can't be having this. We need to get the guns off the street because that's the real problem here.
What do you propose, Barbara? What's the plan?
Well, I think we totally need some kind of tyrannical government that tells us what we do all the time, where to go, what to wear, what to think. It's much easier that way.
Do you think that what we wear has much to do with people carrying guns around?
Oh, anyone that thinks individually themselves is a threat. We need to have everyone thinking the same things, doing the same things. Individuality is the destruction of this country.
That's right. Everyone should be exactly the same and think the same things and act the same way, right?
I completely agree with you, Ian. You're starting to make some sense now.
I don't know why it took me so long to see the light. It was your call, Barbara, that really helped me with this. I am no longer in favor of individual rights. I think we should all just be this one mass hive mind.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better. No, Sandy, I'm on the internet radio show. Shut up. So anyways, that's what we really need to do. We need
Thanks for sharing that tonight.
We just need to get rid of it. It's terrible.
Thanks for the call, Barbara. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Like Laverne and Shirley have called in. I'm sure that accent exists somewhere, but I've never heard it.
Outside of television, you mean?
Like, yes. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've never heard it. It's like the Thurston Howell III accent. You know what I mean?
Never had that New York word, kind
except
of.
Except for Frank in New York.
I mean, Marcus, you're from New Jersey originally. Yeah. I mean, have you spent much time in the city? Have you ever heard that accent?
No. I've heard accents similar to that. Yeah. Sure.
So, there you go.
Yeah, they exist. They're around.
Okay.
Let's continue. Evan is on the line listening also in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Evan.
Hey, real quick, my boss actually does have a similar accent to that. Like, there are people who are like that, but not nearly.
Does it designate a particular place in New York, or is it an ethnicity?
Well,
what is it?
It's usually like Jews from Long Island, or the Jewish guy, like Jewish Italian type culture. Not Jews in Middle Eastern, in
right. I gotcha. I just was interested.
Like, and it's almost like the Italian, like it's not Italian, New Jersey, New York Italian accent, but like forget about a thing.
Yeah.
From
Italian accent,
it's Italian.
A lot of R's where they shouldn't be, like Kohler, like for cola, soda for soda.
So what else was on your mind tonight, Evan?
So I'm watching guys on the internet, like Linda Richmond was, or whatever the hell his name is going by now. And I coincidentally was talking with my friend about Bitcoins, and he asked me a specific question about how I feel is Bitcoin good money, and we were chatting about it. And I'm like, let me call him and run it by these guys. So specifically asking about, like, you know, like me, Peter, the Austin school, like how money evolves and money isn't the result of a bunch of people coming together one day and saying, hey, let's make money. Money is rooted in ultimately use value and then exchange value, kind of pyramids on top of that. Like gold wasn't just a bunch of people came together.
Knight, it sounded like he said the F-bomb.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I think he did. It was I think it was by accident.
Yeah.
But he was talking about Bitcoin, and he had, I think he was coming upon a good question, or maybe it was just a statement. It's kind of, he wanted to know why Bitcoin was being used as a currency, why people were accepting it as a currency. And I think people accept it as a currency because it has, it's very useful, and it has uses that other currencies don't have.
Well, right. And with Bitcoin, people did have to come together to create it as a currency because it's a program. Someone had to write the software. It had to be planned out, and it's a community effort.
That much is true. I mean, it was designed as a currency by, you know, basically this one guy, Satoshi Nakamura, I believe is his supposed last name.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, other people had some kind of,
there are multiple programmers. It's an open source project.
Right, and they're still continuing to work on it. But it didn't get adopted. I mean, it was designed as a currency, but it was adopted because of its usefulness.
Good point. It was worth 0.00. What did they say? It was the first, I think the first Bitcoin transaction was supposed to be they bought a couple pizzas.
For like 20,000 or
50,000. 10,000 Bitcoins or something.
I think
like
it was more
that.
Than that. I think it was like, maybe it was 10,000. I thought it was 100,000, but who knows?
If the pizza place that had provided those pizzas held onto those bitcoins, you know, had they seen
the
vision?
Well, they didn't get the bitcoins.
Okay,
so one guy offers another guy a transaction on the internet and says,
"Hey, somebody fronted cash to the pizza place.
If you use Skype to call this pizza place and buy me two pizzas, I'll give you X number of bitcoins."
Oh, so it wasn't like some visionary pizza guy.
No, this was not a visionary pizza guy.
That's too bad. It's a better story if it's the visionary pizza guy.
Agreed, but the guy
had the guy who ended up, well, okay, had the pizza store ended up having them,
yes.
They would have been able to probably open up another location because bitcoins are now worth $13.
If it was 10,000, and I don't know what the number actually was, but if it was 10,000, then it'd be $130,000
today
at this point. And so
for one pizza,
I mean,
or two pizzas.
Know, bitcoins were a collaborative effort to create a currency, but the value of that currency is placed by supply and demand.
Yeah.
Secondarily, I'm not entirely sure that metal just naturally rose out as currency. I've been reading a little bit about the history of currency, and at least one author says that no, it was actually the temple at Samaria that that decided that silver, which could not be obtained in Samaria, could only be obtained through trading, and the only trading could really be done through the temple. The temple decided what currency was, and then they actually made these clay tablets that would designate debt and that kind of thing. So they essentially had a paper currency early on. And if you can imagine, it's kind of interesting. So you borrow one, say, ounce of silver, and you have to pay that back, and that ounce will double in 5 years' time and quadruple in 10 years' time. Then you have four tablets that are worth 1 ounce of silver, but when they're broken, you're breaking up 4 ounces worth when you only borrowed one. It's very strange.
We'll come back with more. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. 855-450-FREE. Don't use the F-bomb because I'm going to have to drop your call. That's no fun. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything you want at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And over at freetalklive.com, you will find a variety of features like the mobile site. You got a smartphone? You want to get quick access to our live streams? Just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m. .freetalklive.com. You get quick access to the live streams and software that you can utilize on your smartphone, whether it's an iPhone or Android or BlackBerry or whatever. TuneIn is software that is available across all the platforms. I mean, each platform has its own different software that'll tune various different internet streams. There's one on Android that I like called Xia, X-I-I-A. But if you want to guarantee you're going to be able to get something that works on your phone, I think TuneIn is probably the most well-developed app that's consistently available for free across all of the phone platforms. So check them out. You can link straight to it over at m.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at liberty in your lifetime. The idea is simple. We touched on it earlier. Move together with people who think like you do and get active. I mean, it's great to have people in your area that you might know that are freedom-oriented, but are you really having an impact? Is there progress being made for liberty? Can you somehow, you know, point out what that progress is to yourself.
Well, I'll tell you, I moved up to New Hampshire just this year as part of the Free State Project.
Congratulations. And summertime, right? Right after Porkfest, was it?
Yes. And, well, it was right before Porkfest.
Before, okay.
Yep. And the most amazing thing is that, you know, I'm now around all these liberty lovers that are busy doing things, and I can collaborate with them, and I can, if there's something that I'm going to work on, I can go and meet with people face-to-face. We can have dinner. We can have lunch. So we're having a good time, you know. We're having dinner. We're having lunch. We're going out to a bar. But while we're there, we're talking about, you know, plans to help promote liberty in one way or another. And it's just amazing.
But you must have had, I mean, there must have been liberty-oriented people in New Jersey.
I met most of them up here in New Hampshire.
From New Jersey, you mean?
Yeah, at Free State Project events.
You mean you met the people that you know in New Jersey, or they've already moved to New Hampshire?
The people that live, yeah, both. I mean, the people that live in New Jersey that are, like, very liberty-minded, I met, you know, up in New Hampshire at events, and they either live there or up here now.
So how are things going in New Jersey?
Well, I'm up in New Hampshire, so.
You know, it's it comes right down to the numbers thing, as we were talking about before. I know, hey, I would have liked to have not had to left Sarasota, Florida. It's a pretty place. I grew up there. It was comfortable.
No, so.
I owned a house. You know, I've, you know, lived there my whole life. It was comfortable. It would have been nice to have been able to have people move into Sarasota, Florida, where I lived, and have a liberty movement come there.
Sure.
But that wasn't the plan. And the reason why that wasn't the plan was because that wouldn't work. Because there are too many people there. Because you can't
and
have
it's
an
too
active...
far from the capital.
Right.
And all
you
kinds
can't
of
have
things.
An impact. There are 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire over at freestateproject.org. It's a great little document. It's in the left menu. You have to kind of click into one of the options there. I think it's Why New Hampshire, and then you click Why New Hampshire, and then I believe 101 reasons is one of the options there. And there's a lot of great reasons why New Hampshire, because like here in Keene, we're still somewhat isolated in the southwest corner of the state, but it only takes an hour to get to the capital. So if you got to, you know, if you need to go and do lobbying or, you know, speak to the state representatives, it's not a, you know, it could be a morning trip. It usually will take most of the day if you're sitting in a hearing, because those things take forever, but it only takes you an hour to get back and forth, and if you really live far away, it's maybe 2 hours, and that would be you living at the very northern tip of New Hampshire. So there's just so many reasons. You really should go check them out on your own, if you love liberty, at least. If you love the state and you love controlling people, you definitely don't want to move to New Hampshire. In fact, if you are here in New Hampshire and you love the state, I would highly recommend you investigate Vermont or Massachusetts or New York, all three nearby options that may be much more satisfying to your desire to control other human beings. Because as more people come here, it's going to get more frustrating for the people who are seeking power over others, because numbers matter. And when you've got a few dozen people in one area, because we're at the beginning cusp of the Free State Project at this point. If you've got a few dozen people in one area, as we do right now, like currently today, we've got a larger ratio of activists per, you know, state-oriented person compared to anywhere in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and it's obvious. I mean, I was just watching the Bitcoin, the East Coast Bitcoin Consortium that went on in Philadelphia over the weekend. I was watching it via live stream,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the speakers were from New Hampshire, and they brought up Mark Warden, who was a state rep who accepted Bitcoin, and one of the speakers said, yes, he's my rep, and I'm
cool.
happy to have him as my rep. You know, so, you know, even in something... you know, this meetup that was happening down in Philadelphia about Bitcoin, it was, you know,
the Free State Project was prevalent.
Very prevalent, yeah.
And it'll be more like that over time. As more great activists move here and have a, you know, we'll start having greater and greater effect on New Hampshire. They already know we're here as far as the, you know, the enemies of liberty, the people that love the state and love to control others. They're well aware of the existence of the Free State Project, and they are not happy about it. There have been hit pieces put out against Free State Project activists and politicians that are Free State Project participants. There have been, you know, mainstream media articles on the attack.
That's how you know that you're being successful.
Yeah, exactly. How's your group doing where you live? How's your little Libertarian Party meeting going? You know, I've heard that where I was in Sarasota, Florida, probably 10 times the population at least of this area, and maybe 5 to 10 people per week at the Libertarian Party meetings there. And I've heard similar numbers from even larger cities of, you know, 10 people, maybe 15 people at, you know, activism get-togethers in big cities. You know, you're not going to have an effect. You're just having a meeting. What are you doing?
We live in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a town, really, and we get easily close to 20 people.
Yeah, we had 20 last week, I think.
Yeah. But multiple times a week, there's multiple things going on in 1 week where there's, you know, close to that many people.
That you really can't do it all. Yeah. There's that much going on in New Hampshire, and across New Hampshire, there's more than you could possibly do as far as activism is concerned. Anyway, freestateproject.org, somebody that knows a thing or two about it is Doug in Minnesota, who has come out a number of times to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I believe also the Liberty Forum. He won the honors of being Ms. Porcupole, I believe, 1 year in a pole dancing contest. At least I think this it's that Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, long live Free Talk Live. It's Dave from Montana.
What's up, man?
Too. Listen to my accent.
Liberty. Almost. Almost.
Liberty. Is that better? Okay, no, it's Doug. You're right. All right. Now, hey, I was the cardinal or the premier or the first time they had the pole dancing contest. I took that.
That's right.
That award.
You owned it.
I owned it, man.
That's you right, can work though. A pole, no doubt.
46 years of me owned that. Yep. All right. Anyway, I was going to call in about the rash of calls you guys have had from these young crankers who just, you know, are not entertaining. And, you know, I want us to kind of, you know, some of these kids are young, right? They make mistakes. They pull a boner now and then. They go off half-cocked and, you know, make an ass of themselves.
Yes.
What are you going to do? I mean, they're like just little kids here. They're like puppies or kitties. They're pussies, okay? They're just little kitties. And if they just got stuck in a water somewhere, they'd be wet pussies, you know? Is Ian's finger just above that button?
No.
No, not at all. I don't have my hand on the mouse.
Because this is the way that one would go about doing this. If you wanted to say these things, you have to put it in context.
Right.
I know.
If you're talking about trees, you could talk about pussy willows all you want.
That's right. I got nothing yet. That's the reason I called for.
That was great. It was brilliant. I saw exactly where you were going with it. I didn't put my hand on the mouse. These guys can testify to that.
Hey, this is Dave.
Liberty.
Good call, guys. Doug.
Hey,
thanks, man.
I'm a huge Bitcoiner, too, and I'm hoping to be out there in February. You know, it's all about the cost and stuff, but we'll see. Maybe I'll
you mean the February Liberty Forum, which is coming up on the 21st through the 24th, where...
Which
such...
I've never been to.
No, really?
Oh, really?
Huh.
I've
wow.
Only three parts.
You know what you need to do? If you're concerned about cost, go to the Free State Project's website. Go to their forum at forum.freestateproject.org and put up that you want to share a room or, you know,
well,
share...
Tell people how to get tickets, too.
Yeah, we can do that here in a moment. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get tickets. But you can share rooms with people and really bring the cost down big time. And who wouldn't want to share a room with Ms. Porcupole? We'll see you there, man. Thanks. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit web.com/radio.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves here. We've got enough time to sneak your call in at 855-450-FREE if you get on the air now. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. Listening options included. Listening, you can listen online. You can listen on the radio, satellite, webcam. We've got listen lines. Actually allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. You can learn about all of these options and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. We'll continue taking your calls. Let's go to Anonymous, calling from West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Anonymous in West Virginia. Oh, sorry, you're kind of low on the volume level there. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go for it.
Oh, okay, can you hear me now?
We can hear you. It's a little shaky.
I just wanted to say something about it, too.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. I can't put that audio on the air. It just doesn't sound listenable. So stand by. I'll have my board operator check in with you, hopefully, and we'll
see if we can fix that little problem.
Clears it up. In the meantime, let's go to Cole. He's listening in Austin, Texas. Cole, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Great show, as always.
Yeah, we picked on Austin a little bit, though, so hopefully you aren't too upset at us.
No, I'm not upset. You guys call it like you see it, and I appreciate it.
All right, so what were you calling about tonight?
Well, kind of moved on, but what I was calling in was the unfortunate shooting that happened. And, you know, personally, I'm kind of tired of hearing about it, but, you know, I figured that if there was a platform to espouse my my view on it, this was the one.
Indeed. Go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, there's a lot of this talk about banning guns after the aftermath of this thing. But, you know, there's a school district in Fort Worth or around there that the teachers are allowed to conceal carry. And, you know, they've never had a school shooting there.
Really?
Well, I mean, neither have the other 6,000 schools in America. I mean, there's a...
well, there are the school shootings where they have been prevented to some extent by people carrying firearms, like the principal in Mississippi.
I'm just unsurprised that there hasn't been a school shooting there, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I don't think that it's good or bad what he's suggesting here, but I just don't know that that necessarily means anything.
Well, again, it's kind of a neutral topic. I think that anyone that's competent with a firearm, you know, any faculty of the school you know, even the crusty old janitor with all his keys jingling around, you know, if he was able to carry and was there and could respond right away, I think that's a better method of providing security than waiting for a 911 call to go through the networks and wait.
I tend to agree.
Yep.
When seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
You know, I was listening to the Diane Rehm show on NPR
today.
Is this
the woman that sounds like she just about has one foot in the grave?
Yes, she does. Yeah. It's the worst voice on radio, I've got to say. But I believe she said something.
She probably sounded great once upon a time.
Yeah, I think she's just old and had some kind of illness. And I think she has a lot of connections and the reason she's still on. But she had, you know, all these people on talking about gun control. Nobody talking for gun freedom in this particular show, which, you know, gave me a little pause. And I guess I knew what direction they were all coming from in the first place. But
it is NPR, right?
It is. And I think that one of the concerns that the gun control people have is, well, if you let teachers carry guns, won't they get upset at students and shoot them?
You know, that's kind of a ridiculous question. But even if the teachers or the faculty had their gun locked in a case and they just carried a key with them, that would still be preferable to not having access to any weapons, because in a situation like this where someone's just running around, or I don't know exactly what happened in Connecticut, but when someone's running around shooting, like, okay, it would be better to have it on you, but at least if you had one in a cabinet, you could take your key out, get it, and then, you know, difference.
They have these quick-release lockers, too, that they could just stick on the bottom of a desk and slide out, you know, it slides right out and you get your gun out. I think it takes a thumbprint or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they have quick-release safes.
Right, so you wouldn't even have the teachers wouldn't have to have a gun on their side to have protection close by.
Indeed, Cole?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. The Israeli schools, they have armories, and teachers have quick access to firearms. And, you know, no matter where you are in the school, if you hear that the sound of a gunshot, you'll be able to react in some sort of time, at least be able to respond. At least, you know, the only answer to someone pointing a gun at you is to shoot first. And to not even consider that as an option for security is just, I don't know, it's a fallacy, really.
Yeah, running and hiding in the corner of the classroom or under the desks is not really a security measure.
Yeah, well, it's a secondary one, for sure.
Thanks, Cole, for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We're going to give Anonymous another shot here. Hopefully his line has cleared up. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Much better, sir. Much better. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Wonderful. I wanted to bring up a point that I don't think anyone's brought up yet, and that is you could get all the security, all the, you know, ban all the guns you want, take away all our rights, whatever you want to do. It's not going to end until they do something about the psychotropic drugs, because that is what these have all had in common.
We don't know. Do you know that this one actually was the SSRIs were involved? Because I haven't yet seen it. Okay. Tell me where I can find that information.
Well, I got it through someone else, but...
Okay.
That's,
I'm going to keep.
I'll go
research it.
You can look it up. I'm sure you'll find it. But that is one thing that is coming up. I mean,
right. Nobody wants to talk about it. They want to talk about mental health issues, which I certainly think are something that people need to discuss. But they're not talking
to that. There's something to that. But until you lay the blame squarely on the pharmaceutical companies that invented they invented the disease, and then they invented the cure, and the cure isn't working.
Yeah, I'm very deeply concerned about the SSRIs and what kind of things they cause. There's a shocking story of a high school girl that just walked through her family's house and said, "Hey, you know, everything's fine, back from school or whatever." Went out in the backyard and hung herself from a tree. I mean, I just can't imagine what that must have been like for that family.
Right.
Within a few days of going on these drugs.
I just kind of wanted to throw that out there because, I mean, I've heard nothing about it, and that has to be where some of this problem lies, at least a lot of it.
I'm just looking
at the problem.
By the way, I'm looking briefly here at, you know, the Internet, searching around trying to find information on Adam Lanza and whether or not he was on medication. Obviously, I haven't put much time into this, but the only story I've found thus far is from Digital Journal, which cites the Natural News website, which, of course, is not really a...
I'm skeptical.
Yeah, it's not really a reliable site for information. So I've yet to see those claims as well. I'm sure as information comes out, we'll learn more about that. But even if it weren't the medications, some people are just crazy. They just, you know, they're just not born right, and
exactly.
It's sad.
And you have some fun. But, I mean, the thing is, they let this kid come right through security, so security measures wouldn't have made one lick of difference.
What security was there at an elementary school?
They were supposed they had a video system there. They buzzed him in. They they saw him. Yes, he was the son of a teacher that had worked there.
So they probably recognized
him.
And
they knew him, and they buzzed him right through.
You know,
right
they buzzed him through with. I mean, did he have a rifle in his hands?
Well, hold on. Let me show you. Let me give you an example. At the city building here in Keene, New Hampshire, they now have a security set up on the first floor, which is the only building in all of New Hampshire that is a city building with security on the first, you know, in any place whatsoever. And the reason is because the district court occupies the second floor of the building, and district court security is under some sort of order from the Supreme Court to expand their security measures. So they expanded the footprint of the area that they're securing. So now if you want to go up and meet with the city manager or, you know, the planning department or whatever it is you have to do in the city offices, you have to go through security, unless it's after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in which case the security checkpoint is completely shut down. But while they're operating, anybody that they recognize as a city employee is allowed to avoid the metal detector entirely. And I pointed this out to the head of security there. His name's Lance, very nice guy, chatty, personable gentleman. I pointed this out to him. I said, Lance, what is you're not – this isn't security. How do you know that one of these city employees isn't going to go psycho someday and bring a gun to work and start blasting people? I mean, if you're supposedly here to catch people from bringing weapons into this facility, why are you letting, you know – the majority of people here, which, you know, the city building, it's 8 in the morning, everybody's coming to work, and they're all just walking right by the metal detector. They don't have to go through it. There's no reason why one of those people won't go postal, as it's called, at some point someday. So there's no security for the people that are in the loop, the people that work at the building, or I guess in this case, they probably recognize him because he's probably been there to visit his mom before. And, son.
But I think that's it's completely natural, right? Like, if you're in the position of being the security guy, oh, it's, you know, it's a person you work with, you're friendly with them.
He's okay.
Their son. Oh, it's his son, just let him in, you know.
Yeah, they said they do background checks. And that's all. Because one background check's all it's going to take to be able to figure out if somebody's going to go crazy someday. If they're going to snap,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, Anonymous, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll find out more about the medication thing as time goes on. Marcus, man, thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It was great.
We'll probably have you back if that's all right.
Yes.
All right. We'll come back with more tomorrow night. And don't forget, you can check Marcus's webcomic out, BrainlessTales.com.
That's it, Brainless Tales.
Thousands of comics for you to look at there, all free. See you tomorrow night, FreeTalkLive.com.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order.
log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.